Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
This is it. From humble beginnings.
Who will rise above them all?
26 rounds of footy. One winner. One chance at immortality. For McDonald's, Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Good afternoon and welcome to ANZ Stadium in our hometown of Sydney. A beautiful blue sky day. The Dogs will take on the Sharks here this afternoon. We'll call that game for you across the Triple M network as we get set for Origin game number 3. Just straight off the top before we go any further, Kalyn Ponga has a calf injury and he is out of Origin 3. Kalyn Ponga out of Origin 3. More on that coming up very shortly. Joining me today live at ANZ Stadium from NRL 360, my old mate Paul Kent. Hello.
Hello, Anthony. Been a big week.
It has, hasn't it?
It has been a good week. How you handle it, all right?
Yeah, I've been under a bit of pressure after you put that thing in the telly about me boxing at Maroubra Beach, but I've been under a lot of pressure, actually, Paul.
Just doing a community service.
So I've had people telling me how to box, where to box, when to box, what to eat before I box. And absolute rugby league royalty joining us in the studio today as well. He's an old mate of mine from his days at the Rabbitohs and, of course, Spud's Gym. It's the great Mark Carroll. Mate, gee, it's good to see you.
Mate, great to be here on the Sunday. I've seen that thing that Kenny put in. Oh, that was fabulous. I'm going to have a word to you about your boxing later on. We're going to chat about that. But, mate, I could have been out in the water, but I'd rather spend my valuable time with you and the boys. I can't wait.
Paul, how much does he look like Bundy now, Les Davidson, doesn't he? We're going to take a photo.
It's got a bit about him. Yeah. Just, Spud, you do have the gym down there in Crown Street. Just a photo of Maroon. What did you think of the style? Can we get an analysis there?
Well, I had a couple of girls look at the photo. They actually had to zoom in. They had to get their glass on to see if it was actually a bloke punching like that. I just love the commentary that whoever boxes with glasses on. You're not that blind, are you?
Mate.
Scotty Geddes, seriously. If you come in with me,
yeah,
your glasses are off because I'm going to smack you in the head.
Well,
you've been bagging me about my gym and the boys, right? And the other bloke's not here at the moment because he's running water or something. But seriously, I've been waiting for this opportunity, Maroon.
Yeah, I went past your gym. Kenny was in there, and so too was Hoops, feeding him. It looked like a Tupperware party. Was going on in there. It was like a Tupperware party. And yeah, Hoops, you touched on Hoops there. He's running the water for his young bloke Bruce, the Leichhardt Wanderers versus the Annandale Aardvarks. Apparently the Leichhardt Wanderers are winning, but Hoops had to run the water today. As long as he's got his priorities right, Kenny, I think, you know. Oh,
absolutely. Look, how can you let life get in the way of your personal life?
Here he is. Hey,
let work get in the way. Like, seriously.
James Hooper's just about to get set up here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him on air.
Yeah, let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, right? Good on you, mate.
What happened? Nice you've obviously carved me up, mate. I hope you didn't buy that jacket.
Oh, no. You pulled that out of hey, listen, brother. This is on you at the moment. This is on you.
Right, you sit there with your best shot.
Well,
what's going on?
Mate, seriously, you've got to work.
Yeah, I know.
And you were at the Leichhardt Wanderers.
I was at the Leichhardt Wanderers under sixes.
Who were
I
they
didn't realise what Carlingford Cougars.
Right.
Right. People don't care about this. There's
Cougars.
Bigger things happening in State of Origin.
Right.
Kalyn Ponga looks
as though. No wonder you're there for Cougars are
he's
there.
Been, Kalyn Ponga looks as though he's been ruled out of Origin, right? But you blokes want to gibber on about this.
Well, I've already said that.
We all know about that.
So, I didn't realise we're at ANZ Stadium. So I've gone out to TG Milner Field for the Wanderers v Cougars under sixes. I had to run the water. And we're down on troops. We needed all hands on deck. And so as a result, I didn't have my pass with me.
So
I raced back home, get my pass, and get here. And I got here at 12:02.
Yeah.
Work suffered.
I'm still concerned about your jacket, Anthony.
What sort of research have you done for the morning?
A lot. Well, I found that Kalyn Ponga story out, if that's okay. So is that all right with you?
Well, we've already discussed that.
Well, that's good. Gave you something to talk about. That's
yeah.
Well, anyway, it's good to see you here, mate. I know you and Wendell have got to fit it into your schedule. Whenever you can, you come to work, but don't put yourself out.
Can we please get a photo? Where's Big Tone? Can we please get a photo of Anthony's jacket?
What's wrong with this jacket?
And ask people on social media, did Maroon pay for this or not? Yes or no? Because if it's true that you have,
I was going to take one of those free Triple M shirts, but you took all 37 of them, and I couldn't get near them.
He picked it up at the pound, the doll jacket, when he was getting some poor dog's got nothing to sleep on.
Well, I'm in a bit of a situation today, whereas I'm on two sides of the fence. So I love you two blokes because you actually come to my gym and train. Whereas, but Maroon gives me some gigs now and then, right?
Yeah.
Even better, you get the gigs in. There's no tax to pay.
I'm governed by what you do leave, Maroon. Otherwise, I can switch sides very quickly.
Okay, now we'll look.
So you're sticking with the cash. Hang on.
Well, he's tall because there's cash on both sides.
Well, I was just about to say, there's cash on both sides here. So you better make a decision here, Spud.
Yeah. I can't lean this way.
No, well, look, mate, it's very un-Australian, but what everyone does on this show is just numbers up and puts a slipper into me. So feel just do that.
I guarantee you won't be able to hold your hands up after seeing that photo. So for our listeners out there, go and get a copy of it. It was absolutely magnificent. Friday morning
The Daily Telegraph,
There was talk
that it was in the Little Bay Bugle, but then it emerged.
It was on front page.
It emerged in the Daily Telegraph.
Hey, but the good news is that women around Maroubra now feel much safer because they know there's no bag snatchers.
Isn't the bigger picture?
No.
Isn't the bigger picture? Willie Peters is sitting down at Marine Parade in his Mitsubishi Magna he got from Newman's Cogna when he was playing for the Dragons 20 years ago. Sitting in the Mitsubishi Magna with a camera taking photos of people on the beach. Isn't that? And then sending the pictures
No, take that back. He thought an old lady was about to be assaulted, okay? Then when he realised what was actually transpiring, he simply, like all the rest of us who've got phones in their telephones, just took a little happy snap.
Yeah.
He sent one to me in the caption, "I've got him."
Yeah, well, and then he sends it to his mate in Wollongong, Sean Timmins. This bloke, he can't think about two things at once. If Sean Timmins knows what day it is, we're making progress.
As per usual, anyway, you're talking tough about people when they're not around.
Don't worry about that, mate. I was just down there sharpening up my skills because if any of you ever want to go one-on-one with me, I'll give you flogging. So you'll stop numbering up. Anyway, this round, Tigers 14, Rabbitohs 9, Dragons 22, Cowboys 14, Roosters were beaten by the Storm 14-12, Manly going well, 30-12 over the Titans, Knights make it 7 out of 8, 26-12 over the Broncos. Aren't the Broncos struggling? God love them.
You look like you're enjoying the fact the Broncos.
No, I'm not at all. Parramatta 22.
Well, why did you say it with such
Raiders 16
conviction?
Well, it's a big story. They got a new coach.
You're right. Yeah.
And they've
got your old coach.
A lot closer to last than they are to first,
you
aren't
liked
they?
Anthony Seibold last year.
Don't even hardly know Anthony. I've got no problem with Anthony Seibold, mate.
Okay. It just looked like you're enjoying the fact that the Broncos are struggling.
Storm, 6 points clear of the ladder, and we're going to take a song. We're going to come back and talk about Kalyn Ponga being out for Origin 3. We're going to talk about Tarek Sims. We're going to talk about Nathan Cleary. Oh, I tell you what, we're going to need a jar of Vaso and a shoehorn to fit it all in today. Sunday Triple M NRL as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M rocks the NRL live at ANZ Stadium today. It's Sunday Triple M NRL. A couple of games to get through today. Penrith going for 5 in a row against the Warriors in New Zealand. And then, of course, at ANZ Stadium this afternoon, Doggies, who have lost their last 4 straight, take on the Sharks here in the 4 o'clock game. We'll call that game for you today. Mark Carroll, Hoops, Paul Kent and Maroon. Righto, Hoops, let's talk about this news that you've brought this morning. Kalyn Ponga, a calf injury, will apparently miss Origin 3. That's a massive out for Queensland.
Huge out, Maroon, and there's a couple of twists and turns, I reckon, to play out yet with this story, because the way that it's unfolded, Kevy Walters was on Fox League last night, and I spoke to him after the show. I said, "Oh, mate, Kalyn didn't play tonight. Are you expecting everything will be okay?" He said, "Yeah, look, as far as I'm aware, Kalyn's fine. There's no issue from our point of view." But then the Newcastle Knights have sent Kalyn Ponga for scans this morning, and it's come back that he has a strain in his calf. And so as a result, they've now put this statement out where they've said Kalyn Ponga will be missing for the next 2 NRL matches. He's gone for scans this morning, and that's what the determination is. But the Maroons, as far as I'm aware, I don't think they've quite put the pen through Kalyn yet. I think they might want to get him in and get him medicaled by their own people and perhaps try and race the clock and give him every chance he can to play. So I think there's still a couple of twists and turns to play out with this one yet, Anthony.
It's got to have a devastating impact on Queensland. They really need him, and particularly they really need to score points in game 3. So with no Ponga there, it really disrupts their preparation. They've got to find a new fullback. Obviously, Munster comes into the picture. But then he's so effective at 5/8 Munster. So I don't know what Kevy will be doing. I think they'll end up picking him by the sounds of what you're saying, Hoops, and basically get him into camp, work on him day and night, and just trying to get him fit.
The calves are a tricky thing too. Now sometimes you can actually needle a calf, but you've got to be very careful because of the veins going down and you could hit a nerve. But I just think it's just crazy news. Is it really true that, you know?
Well, the Knights have put a statement out saying, yeah, we've sent him for scans this morning. Our medical people have had a look at the scans. The scans show that he has a calf strain, and as a result, he needs to miss at least two NRL matches.
Well, what's interesting?
Won't Queensland love this, though?
Oh,
I tried to get Kevy. I haven't been able to get hold of him yet, but I can imagine his phone would be going berserk.
All the games around here. Look, they'll pick him. We won't know until night of the game whether he's playing. There'll be a crisis watched in Queensland now on Ponga. Do we sit down and who do we get in place? Billy Slater, can you come back for one more? Hey, look, it's just going to be on.
Here we go. Yeah. Well, in the fair income department, Kenny, if they don't pick him, who are the other alternatives? Like, we saw Milford play fullback for Brisbane last night. He was quite early, but I thought in the second half he had a real crack and looked as though he was probably their most dangerous player. Do you move Munster? That means you're trying to weakening one position to strengthen another, which is always a big no-no.
The problem they've got is they've got no centres. So they've got Morgan already as a stopgap centre. So if you move Morgan to Munster to fullback, then Morgan to 5/8, that makes sense. Except there's no centre then to come in and play for the
Maroons. It's also major surgery too. You move.
Well, it's got to be major surgery losing Ponga.
It's three positional changes. Whereas if you just try and get one bloke to come in, then it's Ponga out. Moses Mbai is on the bench. He's played fullback at the West Tigers. Could he be an option given he's already in the setup?
I'd say so. That's probably the safe option too. And that's probably where they're going to look at the moment. I just don't quite know. I think whenever you lose a player of Ponga's calibre, it's always major surgery. Queensland's mentality throughout Origin has always been pick the best 17 players and throw them a jumper. They'll find somewhere to play. And they go with that mentality more often than not. So I think that what they'll do is essentially look at the best next player available and then, okay, how can we fit him into the side and off we go.
Well, that's the way Freddie is now with the 17s. Now, Trbojevic wasn't supposed to be playing in the centres. He's usually a winger or fullback. You just got to give him a jersey. But I just think they've got to find someone who's going to attack and be able to score a try. They can't score tries. They scored a try from an intercept. The other one was from a penalty try. I think they're in desperate stakes.
What happens in the situation here where you say there, Hoops, that Newcastle rule him out for 2 weeks, but Queensland haven't put the pen through him yet? So his club side that's paying him, you know, $1 squillion a year say, well, he needs to be rested, but the state says hasn't decided yet. What would happen? A hypothetical situation here, if the Queensland Origin side insisted that he played, but Newcastle said he wasn't fit to play.
Look, I'll tell you what'll happen. I know. See, this used to happen back in the days when players would get picked for City of Country and the club would say, look, don't worry about it. Now, the player has to go to the medical and has to be passed fit or unfit by the doctor in the rep team. If he then refuses to play or doesn't go with what their recommendation is, they can be stood down from the club game. Now, that hasn't been utilised in the past because Origin football is just so prestigious that nobody's ever done that and sacrificed itself for a club game. But they used to do it at times of City Country game, particularly players who were already state players who didn't feel that they needed to trial for an Origin spot. So they would not play in the City Country game and they'd fake an injury. It got to the point 1 year where there was a ridiculous amount of withdrawals through injury that they were made to come in and they changed the rule that if you didn't play, you were therefore weren't able to play for your club at the same time. We saw only a couple of weeks back a few of the Lebanese players pulled out injured from the Lebanese team, which really annoyed their teammates, basically complaining that they were injured. Mm. But the feeling was if it was an NRL game or if it was, say, an Origin game, then more than likely, well, certainly they would have been able to play. So there is that mentality.
Just on the Lebanese team, there was a bit of talk around the Lebanese team. Anthony, the coach was going to reach out to you and get you in for a bonding session. did that happen? Or
I just didn't have time, but I will. I'm happy to. Who's coaching now? Stoney?
I think it is Rick Stone.
Ricky Stone, if you want to.
Freddie did a great job a couple of years back in the World Cup.
Yeah. I'll get out there and lead the guys in the Dubki, which is the national Lebanese dance. The put on a feed of chicken and tabbouleh. drink a little bit of arak, and then see how they go from there. I'm happy to even play if they get that.
They were getting very light at one point, but you know what? They said they thought about it, and they said, we'll go with 12.
yes, because I'm 53 years old, Paul, but in my day...
In your day, you
would have been fit and available.
And I still wouldn't have got picked. Anyway, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about some of the news coming out of the New South Wales camp. But if you've just joined us on Sunday Triple M NRL, Kalyn Ponga has a calf injury. His club, the Newcastle Knights, have ruled him out for the next two NRL games. So we assume that rules him out of Origin. But stand by. If we find anything more about that, we'll let you know. We've tried to get hold of Kevvy Walters, but his phone's in meltdown at the moment, as you could expect. Spud Carroll in today. We've got James Hooper. We've got Paul Kent and Maroon. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
And we are at ANZ Stadium today for this match of the day at 4 o'clock today. The Doggies taking on the Sharks, and of course at 2 o'clock, Penrith going for 5 in a row against the Warriors. It's all happening today in the NRL, and those scores are updates, as always, are thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. Buy 4 or more selected BF Goodrich tyres and receive a gift card up to $100. Buy 4 or more. I don't know why you'd need more, but you might. Anyway, maybe you're driving a bit.
Have you ever taken that discount up there over there?
Oh, well, I go into Tyre Power for the great service I get. Chris and the boys at Rose.
Seriously, would you think he'd knock that back?
I listen to this show every Sunday. I cry at home listening to it, but I'll tell you what, how many gigs have you got going?
Well, mate, I've got a million pies, but they're all party pies. They're all like the little ones. These are guys who've got big pies you couldn't eat in one sitting. I've got 150 tiny little party pies.
Right.
Yeah. Have you got an arrangement with Tyre Power?
I don't have an arrangement with them, but they're a sponsor of the program, so I try and look after them.
He gets in there.
Chris and Louie and the boys.
All those Triple M shirts you nicked, he managed to get one. He walks in wearing one so they know who he is. Yeah. Oh, you're that bloke. That's right.
Yeah. And guess what? He knows the guy's size and he gives him the shirt. I guarantee you.
No, I'm not like that at all. Come on, you blokes. Bit of argy-bargy coming out of Friday night, the 6 o'clock game, the Dragons and the Cowboys. Tarek Sims hit Michael Morgan. Paul Green blew up. He said the hit was late. And Mary McGregor fires back, my old mate, and says he should zip it. So what about the Tarek Sims thing, Hoops? You got anything to add with that?
Well, I think they're going to fight it because he was charged with a grade 2 offence, and if he can get it downgraded to a grade 1, then it means it's only 75 points, which means he'll be available for State of Origin. The Blues intend to pick him, provided that he is. So I think we'll see a busy night down there on Tuesday night at NRL Judiciary headquarters, because you're going to have big Georgie Burgess fronting up on that eye gouge charge, and then you're going to have Tarek as well also fighting the fact that he wants to get off. The thing I'll say with it, Kenny, is there was no penalty on the field and there was no report or anything like that on the field.
All that tells you is the referees are wood ducks. Look, I tell you, the NRL said last week that they were going to up the ante as far as late tackles, that all previous tackles that have been late, that have gone to the judiciary and have been found guilty, will no longer apply as precedents. So they're wiping the slate clean there. So that's why he's been hit with a grade 2 under these new guidelines where they want to try and get it out of the game. I thought it was late. I think the moment you hit a player anywhere from the sort of the halfway point of your shoulder around towards the back, it's late. A bloke's got his back turned to you. You can't justify you hitting fair. If a guy is turning to throw the ball and he's turned enough that you're hitting him in the back, it's late.
Did Sims get him in the back, though?
Yeah, I thought he did.
It was a bit of a dog shot, too. I think it is, too, Kenny. Just the late ball. It's like a collision and your head goes back. Because you're loose. You're throwing the ball, whack. But I just think the point of your shoulder actually hit him in the chin. And my thing is that the shoulder charge, I know they've taken out of the game. I reckon body on body, we're playing the most brutal game in the world. Body on body is great. But if you touch anyone's chin, I know it was accidental, he's going to cop something. But I think that why wouldn't he be fighting? He's going to lose 30 grand.
Jeez, you would have spent some time on the sidelines if you
were. That was my touch anyone's chin back when you were playing.
Seriously, I understand, mate. I wasn't the most perfect player, but I'll tell you what.
But that was the era.
I understand this is the issue.
With Spud, that was the era. Yeah. And players back then, most of the time, played within the accepted realms of what was allowed.
What was a badge of honour that you had to be able to get concussed and get up and play on.
But not only that, but you got hit high. Players actually acknowledged the likelihood of it because they ran with their arms up to protect themselves. But on one hand, we've cleaned the game up so much that players now have this false sense of security that they're okay. So very few players now, Glasby is about the best you'll see at it, run with their hands up, protecting them for a high shot. Most guys have their chin up and off they go and act surprised when they get hit on the chin. Now, that shouldn't happen, but it does. So there's a responsibility there on the player running the ball to protect himself for his own sake. The game's responsibility is to also protect the player, and it's to do that through penalties, because the players are not getting it. I saw Tepo Marawa. We're going to get into my I call BS here in a minute. But I saw Tepo Marawa in that late shot that he, the high shot that he did on Jordan Rapinoe last night, and I just thought to myself, he's got up and could not give two hoots about it. You know, in his head, he's thinking, oh, well, I'll probably get a week for that. But he doesn't care. He gets to play on with the game. Now, he's been charged, and he's got a serious charge coming up. It's 2 to 3 weeks. I think he got hit with a reckless tackle.
Right. Well, that's heavy, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
so he's been reckless, careless. Not careless. Yeah. I just think it's disgraceful. Anyway, I just... Off we go.
So are you...
I'm saying the hoops, mate. I wasn't the cleanest player out there, I guarantee, but I never eye gouged. I never did a head-eye tackle. I used to drop legs, mate. That was my signature move, a shoulder into their head, try and rob them. But back then, we could get away with it. Mm. These days, I just think, to look after the game, if any part of your body hits someone's chin, it's a minimum 6 weeks. I guarantee you'll only do it once. But these guys, as Kenny said, mate, they don't care. They just roll the dice and see what happens.
Well, with the Tarek Sims one, I've seen a lot worse from Tarek. Like, he does target playmakers at times, and he does play on the edge. But I reckon I've seen far worse, and I reckon I've seen him charge for them. But with this one, I didn't think...
yeah, but there's
a
new
directive. Severe as, but you're right.
That's the issue.
The issue is the timing. This week, they sent out an edict to all clubs saying they're cracking down on targeting playmakers.
The game has got
playmakers.
The game has to grow up. We've had a week dominated by the chronic traumatic encephalitis. Is that how you say it, Anthony?
I think it's close enough.
Close enough. You're not going to try and correct me.
I thought he was the Greek boy that used to play for the Bulldogs.
But we've got concussion syndrome. We've got all that coming into the game. The game, the goalposts are changing. The game has got to wake up to itself and catch up. Otherwise, it's going to get too far behind. There's already too much of this going on. Already too much. And they don't, they're too slow to react and respond to it.
So should Sims be suspended?
That's a question.
And miss State of Origin then as a result of that tackle?
Yes.
What do you say, Hoops?
I think you'll get downgraded at the judiciary.
And Spud?
So I don't reckon, I just sorry to interrupt there, Spud. I don't reckon he will get downgraded because of what happened last week. And I think the NRL will be saying to the judiciary.
Doesn't matter what the NRL say.
No,
the judiciary, you know what it's like at the judiciary.
Yeah, but the NRL.
Ex-players sitting there on the panel.
I get that, but the NRL this week has given them a directive that the old precedents don't apply. That what used to be a grade one in the past is now going to be a grade two. So this week, the judiciary won't actually know. They won't have a test case. What they look, as you know, but for people listening, when you go to the judiciary on a charge, what happens is they'll look at the charge and they'll say, okay, this is a grade two careless tackle. They'll pull up other grade two examples and they'll say, is it worse than this? Is it better than this? And they'll find a couple of tackles where they believe this tackle sits comfortably in the middle of, and then they'll look at what the charges were for the tackles around it, and if they're all grade twos around it, then you'll get a grade two. If they're all grade ones around it, you'll get a grade one. If it's a grade one on one end and grade two on the other, what they'll do is they'll make a value call then and say, okay, well, let's just assess it as a grade two or whatever. But the point is, it has that there are new rules this week.
They're going to make a precedent of it. I've got to agree with Kenny. I just think it's going to make an example of it. I just don't think he can get off. I like to get him off, but no one likes to miss a game, especially Origin. Like I did one in 1995. I took Dave Ferner down at down at Seaford Oval down there in Canberra, and I did drop him. I ended up missing one game. One of those was a state of origin, and it digs deep, but you got to play with the rules.
All right, boys. The other thing we want to talk about as we talk about New South Wales origin moving forward, Nathan Cleary, the health of Nathan Cleary. Before we get into that, let's have a listen to this audio piece from Greg Brandy Alexander.
I just spoke to our physio, our Penrith physio, and she's feeling quietly confident about Nathan's chances. The swelling has improved. She's expecting that he will be able to run by Tuesday. And I said, what's your gut feel? And she said, look, I think he could get there. So it all depends on just how he is on Tuesday, and we'll take it from there.
Well, what do you think of that, Kendi? That sounds to me like he might be in.
Yeah, he might be a chance. Oh, look, he'll...
They're going to name him in a squad.
Yeah, and I think there's two questions then that the Blues have got to answer. One is, do they name him? And the second is, do they want him to play?
Okay.
And that's probably the more important one.
Do they want him to play?
Yeah. Given the performance of Wade Graham in the 5/8 jersey for game two, given the how effective the Blues were in wet weather football and how dangerous they were, I think there's a question there, far be it for me to question the Blues, but I just think that a lot of people sat there and watched the performance of Wade Graham and thought he deserves a second crack.
So you're suggesting that even if Nathan Cleary is fit to play, he might not be selected?
Well, I think, Hoops just said they're going to pick him in a squad. A squad makes sense.
Yeah.
If he's fit to play, he'll play. If he's fit to play, he'll run out there in the number 7 jumper.
Mm.
James Maloney will be in the 6, and Wade Graham will be in the 17 on the bench as a utility.
I think it's a better balance with Wade Graham. Now, I thought it was fantastic in the second half, but I even heard Gus say that, you know, if it does happen that Wade does go back to the bench and clear it, misses out, bringing Latrell back in and put him in as 5/8. That'd be a curveball.
Well, Latrell played 5/8 against the Melbourne Storm Friday night, and Trent Robinson trained him there over the course of the off-season with a view to possibly playing him there longer term. But I don't know, from what I've seen, Kenny, I think Latrell's way better suited playing in the centres.
Yeah, look, he's in the centres. And the Blues weren't off totally Latrell. They had a look at him. I don't know what the assessment of him was after the other night. But what they were looking for was more effort out of him. That's why he got dropped for game two. I don't think he's done enough in what I've seen since to make them want to change their minds with a team that's going as well as it is now for the Blues. So I don't think Latrell will come back into the side. I think it's now a choice for Fittler between whether it's Wade Graham at 6 and Maloney at 7, or whether he brings Cleary back. I think that's the safest bet, is to just pick the same team. If Cleary can play, and it'll play out like this, Cleary will get picked, he won't be able to run, so Wade Graham will train at 5/8 throughout camp. Cleary will come in right towards the end, near the game, do the captain's run, hopefully another run before that to show that he can get through the game and just to re-familiarise himself with the team. But until then, Wade Graham's trained in the 6 the whole time, so if it doesn't work, he just starts the game. That's, I think, how they'll play it out.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL. It's all thanks to our mates at Macca's and Ream, and we are live at ANZ Stadium today, 4 o'clock. Dogs take on the Sharkies. Right now, it's Spud Carroll, it's Hoops, it's Paul Kent and Maroon. Let's talk to one of the stars of the NRL at the moment. David Clemmer is about to join us for a chat here on Sunday Triple M NRL as we rock the footy. Sunday Triple M NRL live from ANZ Stadium with the great Mark Carroll. James Triceps Hooper, he's got the guns out today. I don't know how you got those guns.
You've got yours out today and too, haven't you? Paul, you've been doing some dips down at Little Bay. Needs a little Kongwong.
Down at Little Kongwong. Yeah, with my pants off but my shirt on. Just doing a few dips.
That'll be the next photo.
Mate, don't laugh. It's
People
true.
Magazine.
Yes, indeed. I saw a drone flying over there, Spud. I thought it might have been one from your fleet. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have got the Origin enforcer and Newcastle Knights player on the line to speak to us right now. Dave Clemmer, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
How you going, guys?
And, mate, before we get into Origin, just congratulations to you and your teammates at Newcastle, who, of course, yesterday made it 7 from 8.
Yeah, mate, we started off the first half pretty good, and then, mate, that second half, I was bedazzled. You know, kick off, drop, and then, you know, on the back foot for 10-15 minutes. But, we did well to fight back and get the win.
Clem, you're a machine. Congratulations on last night. Talk to us about the wrist. Like, it's only 3 weeks since you busted it playing in State of Origin 1, and now you're back.
Yeah, mate, that, there was a fracture in there just in the hand, and I did all sorts of ligaments and stuff like that. So the fracture is almost healed, and it's just the other niggly stuff, like the ligaments, that are troubling me at the moment. They're just making it stiff and whatnot. But, mate, I've done heaps of rehab, and I felt pretty confident. A week ago, I didn't think I'd be in this position, and did well to get me confidence, and the physio team did really well looking after me as well and putting up with me.
So, Clement, take us through the actual trying to play with the injury. Do you feel it through the game? Do you have to allow for it? Or once you're out there, it's just looks like it's fully healed?
We done that. I had a fitness run on Tuesday, which I needled just to see if I could feel it all. So I just needled up for the training session, and I think that just got me head around it, that if I just needle, it'll be sweet. So yeah, needled it yesterday, and I was pretty nervous just to see. I didn't want to let anyone down, but you know, mate, as soon as I took my first hit up and tackle, I was sweet.
Yeah, Clem, Spud Carroll, mate, I sent you a text this morning. I said, tough bugger, seriously. We've all copped needles in footy, and a lot of blokes don't know what it feels like to actually get a needle put straight into the wrist. But, mate, how's it recovered? It's okay when it's nice and numb and you can't feel it, but how did you wake up this morning, big fella?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, no, mate, it was a bit sore. Went in for physio early this morning just to get a flush through it. But, yeah, it was pretty stiff and sore because, obviously, all the contact you get through the game, and you can't feel it until the next morning when it wears off. So I was pretty sore this morning, actually.
So what do you the rehab obviously continues, mate, but it's as far as going forward, there's no chance of you re-suffering at the injury. It's just on the process now of healing?
Yeah, mate, I can't do any more damage to it. It's just, you know, just getting through it. And yeah, mate, but if I keep on top of my rehab and physio, it should be sweet, mate. And everyone plays through injuries and little niggles, so it's just a little hiccup.
Okay, so the big one now. Have you had any discussions with the Blues?
Nah, nothing yet, mate. Nah, you know, it was part of my mindset, and was just, you know, worrying about getting back on the footy field because I was pretty frustrated missing footy, and you know, I thought the boys did a wonderful job in Perth that played, and if Freddie needs me to play, I'm ready to go. And but yeah, my own priority was just getting back for Newcastle.
Yeah, but you must be pretty confident. I know the Blues were magnificent in Game 2, but you must be confident that Freddie's going to pick up the phone and give you a call.
Oh, mate, obviously I love playing for my state. Yeah, mate, obviously I want to be there, and but mate, if that's what's best for the team or whatever's best for the team, I'm happy to do it. But I can't tell you after that performance in Game 2, if everyone's fit and fine. You know, they did a good job.
Yeah, Clem, we're just at your old home ground, the Bulldogs at ANZ Stadium, mate. There's no one here, which is standard when they don't turn up and watch you guys play. What was it like to play up in Newcastle, mate, with a capacity crowd? That stadium up there must be amazing to run out to every day.
Oh, mate, they get behind you. And, you know, when the Newcastle chant gets up here, it gives you tingles, you know, especially on the field. When we had 12 men, you know, they got behind us. And no, mate, it's great to run out here. They've got a great support base up here, and they support their team. And I'm very lucky to be up here and you know, to be a part of it.
Well, mate, my nemesis, the Chief, they reckon they're yelling your name out louder. Is that right?
Oh, mate, if I could be anywhere near Chief, mate, that'd be great. Oh, fucking hell. Well,
mate, you've got the same hairstyle. You're looking like him every day.
I know. I'm trying to just copy him, mate. He's a god up here. I'm loving my time up here.
Clem, I'm going to ask you a difficult question. As we grow up, everybody sort of, you have your opinions on things. People, you're either Beatles or Elvis. Yep. You're either, you know, Elton John or Queen. Were you Chief or were you Spud?
That's a tough one, mate. I respect both of them. I love watching their rivalry, and that's what made footy, mate. And I respect both of them. I'm torn between the two, mate.
Would you like to have someone like that yourself, like somebody, or do you have somebody like that yourself who, when you come up against, you just find a little bit effort extra, and you find that you sense that they have as well?
I think me and Narps always have a little battle there when we verse each other. I always like playing against him because he's such a tough opponent. And yeah, I reckon me and Dill have always had that rivalry, and we respect each other a lot as well.
Has he jammed you at all and you just looked at him and just thought, right, mate, I've got to square up now?
Yeah, he's got me a couple of times. They bloody hurt, mate. He's a big boy, and He's jammed me a couple of times, and I love playing against him, mate. He's a good competitor, and mate, the Dogs have got a good pickup there.
For the boys here, I've had a good association with you, Clem, since I met you in State of Origin. My son, Josh Woody, used to take him under your arm when he was in camp, but I've been doing some individual stuff with Clem, trying to just set goals, achievements, not to try and change his game, just to set him some goals of how many hit-ups, how many tackles a game, and he does it week in, week out. I just love doing it, so I hope you get a kick out of it, mate.
No, I really do, mate. I really appreciate the messages you get, and that's a big thing, just being as, when you give me those texts, be as consistent as I could, mate, and, mate, I'll always willing to listen and learn from you, so I appreciate it.
The Blues announced their team, Clem, on Monday. What do you think they've got to do? Like, the team, there's a little bit of conjecture about the team Freddie will pick, but when it comes to the actual game, Queensland are going to be better. So what have New South Wales got to do better?
I think we've got to stick it into the 80 minutes of performance. Now, we can't leapfrog out and, just go in between the game. We've got to play a full 80 because we know they're a fantastic side, and now we can't drop off our game any time in 80 minutes, and whoever's there, they've got to know their job for the full 80 and keep building pressure.
Kalyn Ponga didn't play last night for you blokes, and it's come out this morning. Knights have put out a statement saying he's out for 2 weeks. Have you spoken to him about his calf injury?
I saw him this morning, and he seemed sweet. And then when I got home, I got a text from him saying he's brought out. So, it's disappointing. I don't know what is he going to do, the bigger picture for him, if he, he's going to risk it, or, mate, that's something for him and the club and the people around him. They've got to make that decision to see where he's at.
It's a big loss for him. Yeah, obviously, if he's fit, he'll do everything he can to make sure he can play. And there's talk that Queensland are going to pick him anyway and just get him into camp and see how he goes. Is that the impression? Like, if you think if it comes down to that and it's a race against time, from what you know, do you think he can get there, or do you think it's a bridge too far?
If he's on top of his rehab and looking after himself, obviously he wants to play for his state, and it's a big game as well for him, but there's long jeopardy as well. How long, if he's going to hurt himself and put his body at more risk, it's up to the HP unit at Newcastle and working with Queensland to see where he's at. So it's a decision that Kalyn and those people have got to make. And it may be interesting. I'll support him whatever decision he makes, because obviously he's a great player, and you want him to be in his big game. So I wish all the best for him.
Just to clarify, though, Clem, you actually got a text message from Kalyn this morning saying that he had been ruled out of Origin.
Oh, no, one of the boys messaged me. They said he might be out for 2 weeks. So I don't know if they've ruled him out completely, but, one of the boys said he might be out for 2 weeks.
Clem, there's a lot of talk at the moment around the game about concussions and all the rest of it, and the position you play in, obviously that brings you right to the forefront of that concussion discussion. Is it something that you worry about yourself?
I've got a young family, and obviously I've, ever since this topic's come up, I've actually looked into it and stuff like that, and it's quite interesting, and it's pretty scary. What you put your body through and that sort of stuff. But I love playing rugby league, and I choose to do it. And if we can get some help or more education and more safety, things around it to educate us, we'll be better.
Are you comfortable where it's at now, or do you think that we're on the way to somewhere that, and there's probably a few more safety measures or things that the game should be doing for players?
I think they're pretty pretty good at it now. Like, if someone gets a slight knock or whatever, or something on the face, and although they got to check them and take them off, was the HIA rules, and sitting players out for, young Luke Keary, for example, he's taken a couple knocks, and they've done the right by him by sitting him out for a couple of weeks, which is, will be tough for the player, but for longevity and stuff. I think we've got to take it like that, because you don't want to. It's gonna hinder you in later in life. And I think the clubs and then are all heading in the right direction with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Clem, I've just been thinking, you know, you're probably missing your boyfriend, old Woodsy, in camp. So I'm just thinking who you are you're probably into now. I reckon maybe if I just know that what you like, the dimensions. I think you like Perpetual Motion. I think Jake Trbojevic. I think, are you hooking into him? He seems like a class of a young man.
Yeah, mate. I've known Jakey since we were, you know, 15 years old, and the footballer he's become, it's always been destined for him. He's a great fella and a great footy player. And, he works on his game, you know, a lot, and what he did in game two was unbelievable. You know, he held that middle and played 73 odd minutes in Origin straight, and you know, he's doing great things at Manly, and he's playing some great footy, which we're lucky to have him in the side as well.
Good on you, Clem. Good to catch up, mate, and all the best for your Newcastle Knights for the remainder of the season. It's been a standout year for you blokes, and I'm happy to see it. All the best.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Good
there
day.
Is Dave Clemmer joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL. We're live at ANZ Stadium with Mark Carroll, Paul Kent, James Hooper and Maroon. Jaden Sewer is, of course, now signed with South. That's all official, and he's at the Rabbitohs till the end of 2021. So that's a good get for the Bunnies as Jaden Sewer, another player released from the Broncos who will sign up with his old coach Wayne Bennett at the famous Red and Green of South Sydney. We'll take a break and come back and talk more footy as we rock the footy at Triple M.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Live at ANZ Stadium with Mark, Spud Carroll, James Triceps Hooper, Paul Kent and Maroon. We've got some more mail coming in on Kalen Ponga. Let's go straight to James Hooper. James, what have you got for us, James?
Thank you very much to Redfern Rocket, Anthony Maroon. Yes, I've just spoken to the Newcastle Knights coach, Nathan Brown, and he has confirmed that Kalen Ponga went for those scans this morning. And when it came back, the tear is a lot worse than was first believed, to the point that if Kalen strains that injury again, then he jeopardises being ruled out for 6 or 8 weeks or even the rest of the season. So he cannot train for the next 2 weeks. And so as a result, the Newcastle Knights physiotherapist and high performance unit team, which you know all about, Maroon, has reached out to the Queensland Maroons medical staff and informed them of the situation. And they said, look, we understand, because that is actually exactly the same spot where Kalen strained his calf leading into game two.
The old calf injury brings back memories when I actually played footy again at the age of 36 for Russell Crowe's side, the Rara Valley Axemen up there. We made the grand final. Remember, I took a kick off and I actually stepped off my left foot. No, everyone thought I couldn't step, but I stepped off my left foot and I felt a little tear, you know.
Well,
half time comes about. I said to the ref, to the doctor, mate, can you needle a calf? He goes, yeah, I think I can. He hit me with 3 needles. I then got what they call the dead foot. I felt like Langlands, you know, the dead foot. It took me 30 minutes to get running again. I was jogging on the spot, but seriously, the calf injury, very hard, mate, and they bloody hurt.
Mate, you did that for the Axemen. You took a needle for the Axemen.
I had to. It's just, it's my last.
Mate, you need to be saved from
yourself.
Mate,
you know, Kenny, you know what happened, mate? The Gladiator asked me to play footy again, right? So it was after I'd been retired 4 years. So I went home and I rung Des Hasler up. And he goes, oh, Spud. Mate, I think you'll like this. He said, oh, yeah, but don't do it for the money. Tell me you want to be, you know, get into his network. You know, so I go and see my wife. And she goes, just go and play and bash someone. You want to get it out of your system. Because I felt like retired. I thought I was going to play to 100. But anyway, Russell rung up and I ended up playing up there. I played 12 games. It was closure. I had blood off everywhere. I cut eyes, but I tell you, it was closure for me. And I'll tell you what. I learnt the whack blokes again. It took me 4 weeks to get into it. And then Russell sat back and said, where do you think you're going? I said, mate, think of me out there, Russell. Half's me because I'm Mark Aaron. Half's you buffet, because you got me up here.
You but played more than 1 week.
I played 12 games up there. And this is my life. Seriously, this is my life. I was selling office stationery for Surrey Office National. I think they're dead now. I'd fly Tuesday.
Because you're off playing. You're off playing footy.
I'd fly Tuesday.
Mate,
I'd
you're
come back Wednesday.
Hoops.
I'd go Thursday, come back Friday, go Saturday, come back Monday for 12 weeks.
You're flying to Coffs?
Yeah, I could take the kids for joyrides any time. They all thought I was on a Learjet. It was one of those ones with the propellers on the sides. Yeah. I said, mate, where am I going to stay? He goes, you're going to stay in the gatehouse. I said, a bloody gatehouse. I thought a gatehouse was this big. It was a 6-bedroom house. I had a car. I had food. Mate, it was
the best 4 weeks ever. You stayed at Nana Glen there.
Nana Glen,
and where was Arara Valley's home ground? Was that at Nana Glen?
Not far from there.
Yeah, right.
We made the grand final.
It was against
we made the grand final. It was against, I think it was Port Macquarie.
The
back
Sharks.
Then. And And Russell put on a big spread, mate. And the thing is, the way the game turned out, I think Monique brought up cheerleaders and it was full on. But it was great closure. I'm just looking down now, actually. I'm looking at my watch for saying thanks. He bought me this watch for doing, put my body on the line again.
And, cheer goals and all.
Cheer goals, mate. Unbelievable. My wife goes anywhere for cheerleading.
Yeah, right.
Did you get to the blind rabbit at Nana Glen?
What was the salary cap?
There's rumours Maroon's done some of his best work that's, up there.
I've never, that wasn't built when I was there.
Yeah, no.
But it's a hell of a farm. You go downstairs, mate. He's got a full on cricket pitch, and you know, he's got the nets. He's got the ball throwing machine. But he's a funny guy, Russell. I remember he came in and tried to bowl at me once, and I didn't play for so long. I didn't have any pads on, just didn't have a protector on. And I did a block straight, and then he goes back a little bit further, and he came in and I whacked him for six, and he got the shits for me. And the next thing, he went back looking for his mark, but it was a leaf, and he got, mate, he just spat the dummy out. He took off.
And, of course, Russell's listening to us online at the moment, so good to have you listening, Rusty. Go those bunnies. Sunday Triple M NRL is live at ANZ Stadium. Played his 100th NRL game yesterday and scored two tries, Curtis Sirenham. We'll speak to Curtis very shortly. More about the Knights' big win yesterday. It's all coming up as Triple M rocks the footy.